The 1965 film, The Battle of Algiers, was required viewing for leftists and anti-war activists in the 1960s and 70s. It's still a favorite with serious movie fans because of its pioneering use of documentary-style camera work in a dramatic film. And today, The Battle of Algiers has a new following in the U.S. military. Its depiction of fighting in the Algerian capital during that country's war for independence is considered one of the most accurate depictions of how terrorism is planned and carried out. The film is being re-released tomorrow in four cities. David Darcy has this report.
Director Gillo Pontecorvo first wanted to make The Battle of Algiers about French paratroopers. When he got a script from Algerian rebel veterans, he turned that down as propaganda. The 1965 film, which he intended as a condemnation of colonialism, stayed on a middle ground. Even French commanders from that war said the Battle of Algiers was accurate. Black Panther studied it as a revolutionary manual. From Rome, Pontecorvo says the film connects with audiences on both sides of the barricades because of its realism.
What is important is the story, the strength of story. If the story is interesting, there is always an audience for it. And more if it is in link with the reality.
Pontecorvo recreated reality by shooting on the streets where the fighting took place. He shot the film in a black-and-white newsreel style, with the camera often on the run, looking through smoke and crowds. The Battle of Algiers was produced by a man who was there. Yassif Saadi organized bombings of French civilian targets in Algiers from 1954 to 1957, at the beginning of the Long War, which the French ultimately abandoned. Saadi was condemned to death after his capture in 1957. The convicted terrorist had his sentence commuted and plays one of the rebels in the film.
Je deviens plus amoureux du film quand je le revois maintenant, film que j'ai vu au moins une centaine de fois.
I'm falling in love with this film all over again when I see it. And it's a film that I have seen at least 100 times. What really makes me happy is that the film is being seen by a generation that grew up without seeing it. These are the people who said, oh, you fought a war. Well, thanks very much. There is a real gap between my generation and the generation that came after us. We have two different mentalities because they haven't felt in the flesh what it was like to fight a war of liberation.
There's more than nostalgia at work here now that American troops are waging urban warfare in Iraq. The Battle of Algiers traces the French army's systematic dissection of the rebel organization, complete with geometric charts of its cells, like those reportedly used by U.S. commanders today. Ultimately, the French tracked the last rebel leader to a hole behind a wall in the Kasbah, the Arab quarter of Algiers. Some have compared this hideout to Saddam Hussein's underground hiding place, but even before Saddam's capture, the American military screened the Battle of Algiers for its Special Operations Department. Director Gillo Pontecorvo says people looking for a roadmap in his film shouldn't expect too much.
Iraq is far from the situation of Algeria, but from one point of view of a story, I think that the smell is not so far. A smell, I don't know in English is right. The smell of the situation, the appearance of the situation.
For years, Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation, a California-based nonprofit think tank, has used the Battle of Algiers as a text on insurgency. Among his firm's clients is the U.S. military.
What I'd be most comfortable saying, and it's not to be evasive, but just in terms of some of the lecturing and training that I've done, this for the United States government, this film has been an essential resource.
For the other side, Hoffman says, there's an instructional value to the Battle of Algiers as a detailed depiction of how to wage urban warfare. And he says there's a motivational value.
For insurgents and terrorists that see almost no hope of succeeding, this is exactly the climax of the film because you have this insurgent or terrorist cell that's being cornered by the French paratroops and is about to die in an explosion. And yet, what one knows from the history, which is, of course, part and parcel of this film, is that even though they die, of course, this is one of the cases where the terrorists or the insurgents and whoever go on to win. Because, of course, they defeated the French in 1962. France granted Algeria its independence and withdrew.
Ever since the Battle of Algiers won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival, Hoffman says, it's been studied by the Fatah wing of the Palestine Liberation Organization and by Tamil separatists whom Hoffman met in Sri Lanka. He says the film's realism makes it morally malleable.
In the context of Northern Ireland, you had both the IRA studying it very closely, particularly because of the urban terrorism lessons in it, but equally so, you had the British Army as part of their very detailed preparations and training and orientation for urban warfare, studying it just as closely.
But former Algerian rebel Yassif Saadi says the American military that's seen it may be drawing the wrong conclusions.
Le film, il peut leur donner des éléments très valables, à mon avis. Hein.
The film offers them some valuable elements, in my opinion. But it's important to remember that geographically, socially, politically, all countries are not alike. Guerrilla wars fought by the Vietnamese, the Algerians, Americans, Latin Americans are not the same. But I think you can take some lessons from the film by reading between the lines. It is a good idea that they are studying it. Maybe they'll see things in a different way.
The Battle of Algiers shows the French not reading between the lines, but going by the numbers, judging victory by the body count. It's a mistake that U.S. forces could be repeating, according to former U.S. counterterrorism chief Richard Clark, who spoke on ABC TV's Nightline in November.
President Bush talked about the number of major al-Qaeda managers that had been arrested or killed, and he talks about this in terms of a chart that he has, where he writes X's through the pictures of these people as they're rounded up. It's very reminiscent of a scene in the movie, the French movie Battle of Algiers, in which the French authorities did the same to the Algerian terrorists. Unfortunately, after all of the known Algerian terrorists were arrested or killed, the French lost.
In fact, in the film, the French did not draw X's through photographs of rebel leaders, although they did distribute thousands of those pictures all over Algiers, and those known leaders were killed or captured. But overestimating the value of the intelligence that commanders have may be the lesson of the Battle of Algiers, which ends as the French are surprised by huge Algerian demonstrations 2 years after they declared the battle was won. That's something Americans should consider, says RAND Corporation terrorism specialist Bruce Hoffman.
There has always been at the onset a proclivity to dismiss the power of the insurgents, to dismiss their resonance amongst the population, and to think because we have more men and we have more arms and we're better trained, we're just going to squash them. And what happens time and time again is these things metamorphosize into far more serious threats than are imagined and then continue to develop. So one of the lessons of the Battle of Algiers is not just how did we get here, but once this problem begins to develop, what not to do to arrest it and how to address the problem.
The Battle of Algiers opens in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.